Good morning. This will be the last show of this year. I will speak to you again on January 11th. And it's a good time to reflect on what kind of year we've had at Tellurian. It has been a phenomenal year for Tellurian. We started the year with very difficult debt on the balance sheet and very little liquidity. All this is now behind us. We have repaid all that debt and accumulated a very, very comfortable level of liquidity so that we can start construction by the end of the first quarter. Doing at the same time as we've done this, our upstream division has ramped up starting in August of this year. They started drilling wells again. We're going to exit the year at 100 million of production or very close to it. We have now engaged on a one well per month drilling program for next year. So we are going to have significant cash flows from operations the balance of this year and through the whole year next year. On the commercial side, our commercial teams did a phenomenal job in sending out in less than 6 weeks the capacity for the first phase. That has put us in a very, very strong position to address the last thing that remains to do, which is the financing of the company. At the same time, fundamentals have worked exactly as we had predicted a year and a half ago. So you've seen the increase in domestic gas prices, a multiple of that on a global basis, where global prices are showing that we're in the beginning of a structural shortage and of natural gas on a global basis that will last decades. And in that position, America can produce very low cost gas for the rest of the world, which is sorely needed on a global basis. Slowly, the politicians will recognize this. And you're seeing a change of mood already, where it is now understood that the US is a critical component of providing affordable gas for the rest of the world, particularly countries like Africa and Asia that need it for their development. And even in Europe, where without American gas this winter, European consumers are going to suffer very, very high prices and all the consequences of that. So we've had a very, very good year. We're very proud of what we've accomplished. We're set now to finish putting the financing in place in the first quarter of next year and start construction by the end of the quarter. We look forward to an even better year in 2022, and I will talk to you again early in the year. Have a very happy holidays, and we look forward to much more in 2022. Thank you.
Cautionary information about forward-looking statements. This presentation contains forward-looking statements within the meaning of U.S. federal securities laws. The words anticipate, assume, believe, budget, estimate, expect, forecast, initial, intend, may, plan, potential, project, proposed, should, will, would, and similar expressions are intended to identify forward-looking statements. Forward-looking statements herein relate to, among other things, production and drilling activities, cash flows, financing, supply and demand factors, gas production costs, geopolitical and economic factors, commodity prices, and construction activities. The forward-looking statements are subject to numerous risks and uncertainties. These risks and uncertainties include the matters discussed in Item 1A of Part 1 of the Annual Report on Form 10-K of Tellurian for the fiscal year ended December 31st, 2020, and other Tellurian filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission, all of which are incorporated by reference herein. The forward-looking statements in this presentation speak as of December 21st, 2021, the date it was posted. Although Tellurian may from time to time voluntarily update its prior forward-looking statements, it disclaims any commitment to do so except as required by securities laws.